Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Todd never sugarcoats it. Does he tell it straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting once again from the Black Diamond Mothership.
Yeah.
In the middle of the mitten.
You know it.
A beautiful nutrient field, dry, little white, mostly dry and green.
It was a little waterlogged earlier this week, though.
It rained for 2 days straight.
Oh, it rained forever.
It would not stop raining.
It was literally like I thought Noah and the Ark were coming.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
But it's a beautiful, beautiful field.
It's always beautiful.
You know what blows my mind?
What blows your mind?
It blows my mind that as I travel across the universe, the country,
okay,
state to state, even to the great state of Superior, which I love across the Mackinac Bridge.
51st state.
I meet folks from Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
You bring to their attention that Michigan looks like a mitten. No clue.
Blows their mind.
What it's happened crazy to the rest of the country? What are they teaching the youth in geography regarding what the country looks like? Well, how do you not know it's a mitten?
Because they don't even teach that anymore. There's 70% of high school graduates can't point out New Jersey on a map. Where would it even be?
We had to learn all the capitals.
Well, yeah.
You know what we need to do, you and I?
What?
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show featuring enhancement talented Craig Russell. We need to go back to school. We need to do what Adam Sandler did.
No.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, folks, huge. This show.
Is this going to be legendary?
Okay, this is legit.
Okay.
We always say bigger than little John, big hair, Sarah.
Blah, blah,
blah, blah,
blah.
Attorney Matthew Abel is joining the show.
And he's got to do with like Normal, doesn't he? Isn't he like the vice president of Normal
Matt,
or something?
I consider Matt, and okay, I believe he would also confirm this, to be a very close friend.
Okay.
Went to school together, started off together. When I was at Central in the 80s, his father was the president of the university.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. But Matt has been practicing in Michigan for over 30 years. He's the founder and senior partner of Cannabis Council. It's a boutique marijuana law firm in Detroit, Michigan. Matt is so well known, not only in the state of Michigan, but across the country and over the oceans. I'm not just saying that. He's the executive director of the Michigan chapter of Normal.
Oh, okay, that's what it was. I knew it was something like that.
Oh, no, he's legit.
Okay.
We always talk about John Marco, and then there's in his realm of the law practice.
Sure.
As I would like to consider myself and what I do, Matt Abel is the guy. I mean, he's the go-to guy for everything. He has had such a hand in advocacy, legislative-wise, grassroots. He has fought so hard for the people, it's unbelievable. And he's a great lawyer, great law firm.
So
he's coming on the show.
He's going to be on the show.
Yeah, next segment. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. How did you manage this?
Well, again, Matt is a dear friend.
Okay.
I used to work in Metro Detroit for 12 years, but I knew him prior to that.
Okay.
He's been a mentor. We've talked quite a bit about cannabis on the show.
Yeah.
Quite often, a lot of that information I've derived from consulting with Matt.
Oh, okay.
So he's been a great resource for the show and the listening audience.
So in other words, if I'm hearing what you're saying, If we say we put a Mount Rushmore, the four most inspiring people involved with cannabis law in the state of Michigan, he would be up on that.
Maybe in the country. He's that guy in the country together with a guy named Rob Hoban Law out of Colorado.
Okay,
another great law firm. So Matt's guys, that same guy.
These are the guys who would be on that the Mount Rushmore of marijuana law guys.
And here's the other thing.
Okay,
Matt's going to be coming on each and every month.
On a regular basis.
Yeah, that's already been decided.
That's awesome.
So we're going to be talking to Matt.
Because there's a lot of law. Now, you know, we're based in Michigan. Of course, you can hear us across the country. We're on podcasts, but the radio show is based out of Central Michigan, 98.5 UPS, Rock 105 and Rock 95.5 in Traverse City and Sheboygan. We just rock. Cartman, Smitty.
Cartman. I'm Cartman. Love Smitty.
But we podcast all across the country, but a lot of times we talk about Michigan law, and there are all of a sudden cities falling into line. It's kind of like the domino effect of people who are getting ready for medical marijuana businesses in this country. All of a sudden it's just starting to fall into place.
And Matt, again, we talk about my buddy Chris Aiello. We've mentioned Bart Morris Jr., Mike Camorn. I love those attorneys. They're some of my best friends. They are. Matt Abel has been there from the beginning, before all of us.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
He's the guy.
Executive Director of Normal. But as an attorney, his law firm, I mean, if there's somebody out there listening, you need representation, I highly recommend you look up Cannabis Counsel. Matt Abel is number 313-446-2235. We'll be giving it out throughout the show.
And talking to him more. But before we do that, I got to ask you about your big race you were in last week. What is it called? The Polar Roller High Roller?
So,
what was it called?
Polar Roller High Roller.
What is it?
Well, we always talk about shredding the gnar on single tracks. Mm-hmm. Big advocate of everything outdoor in the state of Michigan and across country.
Right on.
I mountain bike.
Yeah.
I compete.
Yep.
I'm fat biking right now. It's wintertime. Last week was the Polar Roll.
Okay, the Polar Roll.
In Marquette, Michigan.
Okay.
Todd Poquette puts on a great, great organized race. He also does the Margie Giesick.
Okay.
So if you're up in Marquette, make sure you get to the Border Grills in Marquette because those are Todd's businesses.
Oh, okay.
And the Polar Roll, by the way, I finished.
Did you?
So it started in Marquette at 8 a.m. You ever been to Marquette?
Never in my life.
What?
Never in my life.
Get out of here.
I've been to Sault Ste. Marie. I've been to St. Ignace. But I've never ventured any farther west in the UP. Just been mostly along I-75.
Well, 906 Adventure Team is Todd Poquette.
Okay.
And the Polar Roll starts off in downtown Marquette. Also last weekend were the dog sled races, the UP 200.
Ah, okay.
That started off when we got there Friday night. Our race was Saturday, last Friday night. And then they went all the way to Grand Marais and back.
Now, they haven't lost their snow up there.
There was a young lady from Minnesota, Wisconsin. No, it was snow everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I
thought. But it was her first dog sled race. I think she was 16.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
So, and at the same time, in Munising was the ice climbing festival.
Yep, I know what you're talking
about. So, the Polar Roll, we started at 8 a.m. in Marquette.
Okay.
We headed along the lakeshore. As soon as we got parallel with Marquette Mountain, for those that know Marquette, we headed across the road and uphill. The whole race was uphill.
Ugh.
And then we traversed towards Marquette Mountain under the highway. We did the back end of Marquette Mountain, which are some great single tracks.
Okay.
Zigzagged through the mountain, ended up on a snowmobile trail, a multi-use trail, heading towards Nagani.
Okay.
To Ishpeming.
Okay.
And then there's a great trail system back there. 40 miles. How many hours do you think it took me? 40 miles? 40 in the
miles,
snow.
I would say...
Studded tire, fat bike, 4.5-inch tires.
9 hours?
Come on.
I don't know.
Usually in the summertime, I'm racing 40 miles.
Okay.
I'd say 3 hours plus.
Five.
I average about 14, 16 miles an hour in the summertime.
5 hours it took you.
I was out there for 7 hours and 22 minutes.
Well, now you're making it sound, I said 9 hours and you're making it sound like I'm way off.
The trails are groomed. It was so beautiful. It was so white. The trails were groomed. They were almost like luge trails, even though you're going uphill.
Right.
At one point, I what happens is in any competition, whether you're snowshoeing or whatever you're doing, there's going to be someone out there who's at your level.
Okay.
So you end up biking and pedaling with people at your level. You don't know what they look like. You end up talking to them.
Right.
So there's this one trail at Marquette Mountain called the Pipe Dream.
Okay.
There's actually a huge pipe. And in the summertime, you're actually biking on the pipe.
Wow.
But in the wintertime, it's all snow.
Okay.
So we were going down downhill towards a pipe dream. There was a guy in front of me who I'd been biking with, talking to, and I crashed into him.
He
hit a tree because of a lady in front of him.
Oh, wow.
So it turns out his name is Dave Cate, C-A-T-E.
Okay. David,
great guy. We became good friends. We biked for about 25 miles.
Wow.
Spent a lot of time together. As it turns out, he's an attorney. Go figure.
Are all attorneys fat bikers? Is that the
thing? I guess so. So Dave Cate, great guy. He's a great patent attorney. And so we spent a lot of time together. We became really good friends. And at the same time, we're biking with a group of Canadians from the Sioux. And there's aid stations. Every single aid station, the Canadians would open up a can of Coors. So, I mean,
Canadians drink Coors?
Oh, the Canadians were the greatest. So we finished the race, and kudos to everybody in the race and my good buddy Dave. So
there's
my polar roll story. Nobody cares. It's like a Facebook moment,
but
it's a huge organized race. They groomed the trails. Oh, here's the other thing.
Okay.
When we were going from Marquette Mountain towards Nagani on these multi-use trails, sledders everywhere.
Sure.
Snowmobiles.
They got to go somewhere.
For those that don't know what a sledder is.
They got to go somewhere.
I sled, you sled.
They got to go somewhere. There's no snow in the Lower Peninsula now.
Now, there's hundreds of bikers. The sledders were very respectful, except one person. One guy on a sled, and it was a guy, had to zoom by us as fast as he could go, as close as he could go to the group, and then turn around and go back. Like, come on.
Jerk.
You know who that guy is.
Yeah, well, I know.
Everybody knows that guy.
Yeah, everybody
knows. We're out there trying to enjoy ourselves as the sledders are, concerned about safety. Anyhow.
That guy's your brother-in-law. That's who that guy is.
No, I'm not even married.
I know. I'm just saying in general.
But attorney Matt Abel's coming on next segment.
Yeah, no kidding. Well,
he's on the line. Let's put him on. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting, by the way, Craig Russell, on 98.5 WUPS.
Also, Rock 105 and 95.5, We Just Rock, Traverse City and Sheboygan, and we podcast all over the free world and even the occupied world.
That's right, and if you haven't heard us say it in the past, we podcast the version of this show on Podbean,
SoundCloud, on Google Play,
you can get iTunes.
Download the podcast app on your phone, search for Todd L. Levitt, and you will find this show, and you can listen back to all our past shows, or if you miss anything on this show and you want to hear it again, you can always do that.
And each time we upload it, it'll pop up on your phone.
That's right. And this is, of course, a big show not to miss. Why is that, Todd?
My good friend, attorney Matthew Abel, is joining us. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me on. Hey, Craig.
Hey, it's nice to meet you, Matt. Tell us a little bit about you, Matt. Tell us, for people who don't know who you are or what you deal with. Tell everybody.
I am going to be 60 years old this year, and I've been practicing law over 30 years in Michigan. And over 10 years ago, in about 2006, I registered the website CannabisCouncil.com. And since the passage of the medical marijuana law, I've built a firm here with five attorneys in Detroit, Cannabis Council, and we originally did a lot of criminal defense work. I was lucky because in my early practice, I did a lot of real estate, which is now coming back around because hopefully the criminal defense part of the marijuana law business is going away. That's been the whole point of my activism, if you will. We're a boutique law firm, but we're an activist law firm. We're members of the Lawyers Guild, which are the lefty lawyers. I was on the ACLU legal committee for a couple of years, and we're fighting to change the law. So I'm pretty excited about that. I got to serve on the committee that drafted the language for the legalization ordinance that hopefully we'll be voting on this year. So It's very near and dear to my heart. Michigan Normal is, I'm the executive director of Michigan Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. And Michigan Normal is one of the participants in the Committee to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol, which is the ballot committee, including other groups like the NPRA and the ACLU worked on that, and lawyers from some other firms, and the Marijuana Policy Project. So we're pretty excited. I feel like I'm just rambling on here.
Yeah, keep rambling, Matt. This is great information, everything that people should know. And I'll just add that, if you're interested in representation for not just criminal defense, but in anything and everything that has to do with cannabis, you have a corporation, you're an individual, you definitely contact Cannabis Counsel Attorney Matt Abel. I'll give out his number at 313-446-2235. That's 313-446-2235. And I mentioned in the first segment, Matt, that back in the 80s when I attended Central, Craig's also a Chip, that your father was the president of the university.
Fire up Chips.
Fire up Chips. There you go. Yep.
Right. And now our firm does most of our work is in assisting people in obtaining licenses under the Medical Marijuana Facilities Licensing Act. So there's been a pivot. Luckily, it's only taken almost 10 years for the legislature finally to allow us to license dispensaries. And so we're on the verge of that. And that's interesting. As I said, it's brought me full circle back to real estate, corporate work, and a lot of small business interests, and there's some big businesses creeping in, too. But the main goal this year is to pass the legalization initiative that will allow anyone to possess up to 2.5 ounces or however much they grow off their 12 plants in their house, anybody over 21 years of age.
I was going to say, what can the listeners do to assist in making that happen?
Well, certainly you can contribute money to milegalize.com or the Committee to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol. Right now, we're attempting to build a war chest so that we have the funds necessary to fight the marketing campaign that's going to occur in probably August and September and October. That's when most people pay attention to politics. And we still don't have absolute confirmation from the Secretary of State or the Board of Canvassers that the initiative will be on the ballot, but we filed enough signatures. The signature challenge date passed on February 9th, and nobody challenged it. And so we expect to hear any day from the Board of Canvassers that we're good to go. And so we need to register people to vote. We need to get everybody active. I'm supporting Dana Nessel for Attorney General. I think she'll be an extremely welcoming Attorney General for the medical marijuana industry. Not that she's going to let anybody violate the law. In fact, I knew her as a young prosecutor in Wayne County, and Dana's a tough cookie. I have a lot of respect for her, and she'll be tough where she needs to be tough and lenient where she needs to be lenient. So we're doing some work on her campaign, and I'm supporting Gretchen Whitmer for governor. I think it's time for a change in Michigan, and so it's going to be an interesting year. There's a lot of changeover. Every state rep is up for re-election. Every state senator is up for re-election or term limited. And there will be a lot of judicial races. And so people need to be active in politics. The problem is a lot of people wait till November or August when they go to vote and then realize they don't have much of a choice. And all of those decisions about choices are made around this time of year. So April 24th is the deadline to file for a state office for state rep or state senator. And you can do that with a $100 filing fee. And people need to get active. You know, you can't beat anybody with nobody. And so the support for legalization has moved. Michigan Normal is doing a poll in the next couple of weeks. And I think we're going to see a result of at least 60% is my prediction. It's been moving at about 3% per year in our direction, in our favor. And so the legislature is way behind the people. We need the legislature to do this. It could have saved us a lot of time and effort the last couple of years doing these petition drives. But I think that's part of the opposition's plan. They want to keep us busy.
Absolutely. Hey, Matt, a couple of questions. Listeners always email us and contact us, and some of the big concerns they have is the caregiver status. What's going to happen to the caregivers? And then the other issue they have is, you know, the feds. What's going to happen because of the Cole memo and Sessions? And so, but the big issue is the caregiver status in Michigan.
All right. Well, I continually hear rumors that caregivers are going to be put out, but there is no evidence of that. There's never been a bill yet introduced in the legislature, as far as I'm aware, to remove the right of anyone to be a caregiver or to have a caregiver. And so not that it couldn't happen at some point, but and we always have to be vigilant, no doubt. But so far, there is no indication that the caregiver status would go away. It's not beyond the pale to suspect, though, that once dispensaries are up and running and are available throughout the state, that the other side could make the argument that, you know, the cannabis is available to every patient regardless. But, you know, we're a ways away from any that happening at all. I think we're more likely to have legalization before then. And one of the cool things about the legalization initiative is it allows for what's called a micro grow, would be a 150 plant garden where you could grow it and sell it at that location. You couldn't market it anywhere else.
Wait, and what's going on with that, Matt? Can you say that again?
If legalization passes, one of the possible licenses is called a micro grow. Other than that, the grow licenses under legalization are 100 plants, 500 plants, and 2,000 plants. But in addition to that, there's something fairly unique. It's called a micro grow. Think of it as a micro brew, where a person with a license issued by a municipality could grow up to 150 plants and sell that product right there on site to people, to customers, 21 years of age and older. Anyone can possess actually 10 ounces under this legalization proposal. I was at an event last night where the anti people were pointing out that this is a large amount, greater than it amounts in other states, and said, you know, who needs 10 ounces? I think I was the only one raised my hand.
But, yeah. Well, now is there, that brings up a good question, Matt, and we're talking with attorney Matt Abel. Do they do this in other states, this micro grow? Because this is the first time I've ever heard of that. Is this something they do other places?
No, this is first in the nation, as far as I'm aware. Yeah, so it would be a unique thing. It'd be something out in the country, maybe, or it could be in the city. I don't necessarily envision Detroit ever allowing it, but anything's possible.
Well, and of course, you know, we're in some of the rural areas where we are, especially in the Mount Pleasant area. I mean, there's certainly some places that probably are not going to be serviced by any kind of a dispensary for, you know, at least maybe in a county or something like that. But boy, if you could do...
Well, Mount Pleasant is heading that way.
Mount Pleasant is, but I'm
talking... waiting. Like, come on, Mount Pleasant. They keep talking about it. Let's do it.
Let's talk about a little town, though, that maybe is, you know, a ways away. This would be a way to solve that.
Here's a question for you, Matt. Do you, over the summer, as I travel through the Lower Peninsula and the great state of Superior over the bridge, township after township were holding off on opting in into the new act because they wanted to see what the regulations and how things were going to happen. Do you find that, especially in Metro Detroit and other parts of the state, that things are now moving in the right direction for the people?
Well, only about 50 municipalities so far have opted in out of 1,773 municipalities in the state of Michigan. But a lot of them were holding off to see what the emergency rules look like. Some of them might even be holding off for the permanent rules, but I think they're not going to be necessarily markedly different from what the emergency rules are, which we've seen. And so every week we're seeing additional municipalities passing ordinances, and I think that's a good thing. It takes a while to percolate through the legislative process many times, and they're being very deliberate about it. They're having planning commission hearings. I hear Mount Pleasant is talking about it, albeit slowly, it seems. But eventually, it sounded to me like Mount Pleasant will have licensing of facilities.
Oh, yeah, they will. They've been talking about it in their city council. I know, matter of fact, as of last night, Traverse City at their city commission were adopting some ordinances and some rules. So I think they're getting ready too. That's one of the bigger name ones. Of course, probably a little more likely to have that happen. We have to take a break, but we want to bring you back, Matt. Matt,
can you come back for a few more minutes here, or do you got to get going?
Sure, I could do one more segment if you like.
Awesome, cool. If you want to get a hold of Matt, 313-446-2235, and that's Cannabis Council. You can find that online, cannabiscouncil.com. We're talking with attorney Matt Abel. We'll be back on the Todd L. Lovett Law Show right after this.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Lovett Law Show, broadcasting in the middle of the Mitten in a beautiful nutrient green field here, and it's very appropriate that we have my good friend, attorney Matt Abel on from Cannabis Council. We've been talking to Matt over the past segment. If you miss any portion of the show, Matt and I have discussed this, and Matt, you've agreed, and your time is so valuable, to come on a regular basis and inform the listeners and citizens as to what's taking place out there. Is that right?
Yeah, Todd, I'd be happy to do that. I don't know if I can commit to every week, but I'll make it when I can. And
at least once a month.
Got to get the word out.
Yeah, at least once a month.
Once a month sounds great.
Hey, Matt, I know Todd has said that you and he have known each other for a really long time. How long have you actually known Todd?
Is that a setup question?
Maybe a better question is, how long will you admit that you've known Todd? How about that?
Right. Well, I think probably as long as Todd's been practicing law.
24 years.
I think I met him pretty early on when he had an office on Freedom Road. Is that what it was?
That's correct. Yeah, went to DCL and got out in 92, and we met right away. But again, the connection was your father at Central, and I mean, I had a natural bond. It was nice. I'm happy to have known you all these years. And Matt, I mean, you've helped me as an attorney and a person in so many different ways. I mean, I want to take the opportunity on the air to thank you for always, you know, being there with great advice, and even as a young attorney, what to do and not to do. And even in this realm of what we're talking about today with cannabis, you've always been there for me, and I appreciate it. So, and I try.
It's not my fault.
But if you want to get a hold of Matt, you can, for representation. Matt, if anybody is interested in what area of the cannabis law does your firm handle, if you can just name a few things or anything you want.
Well, right now the majority of our work is in assisting people in pursuing licenses through the pre-application process, filling out the actual facility application, designing their various plans, security and insurance, and hooking them up with accountants and getting everything straight that way. But we also handle issues like family law stuff, where somebody has a medical marijuana card and their spouse is using it against them in a custody dispute. We counsel people on labor and employment, but that's a tough area. Michigan's an at-will state, so usually people are out of luck when one of those issues come up. I always encourage people to try to get it in their union contracts or their whatever contract they might have with an employer, that they won't be fired except for being under the influence on the job. We handle the whole range of marijuana criminal work, from a ticket for possession, to which is still a misdemeanor and a crime, all the way to felony charges involving weapons and conspiracies and money laundering and that kind of stuff, both in state and in federal court. We have a lawyer who's of counsel who does intellectual property. On a brighter side, when people are being creative and forming companies, we set up their LLCs, and then we also can assist them in obtaining a trademark on their logo and their trade name and all that intellectual property work that needs to be protected. That's where a lot of the value is now going in the cannabis industry. We also counsel people quite a bit about the roller coaster supply and demand economic ride we're on, and try to coach our clients so that they're not unduly affected as we go through the next couple of years. Some people, you know, it's going to be tough.
Matt, I know you've you were talking about not only that all the parts of cannabis law that you handle, but you also handle, you do real estate law and things. You say it's kind of going back to that as things like legalization happens in Michigan. So there's a good question. What happens to your business if marijuana becomes legal after the vote this year? And
hopefully the criminal defense practice will go away to almost nothing. Because as legalization, for example, any adult can grow up to 12 plants. You could grow 12 plants per household. And growing up to twice the number of that is only a civil infraction punishable by a fine on the first offense and the second offense. But growing more than double the number, so 25 plants, still would be a felony cultivation case. But we're hoping there was enough of a cushion there where there won't be too many of those. But so we're moving into more of the business sector with, you know, first now establishing the businesses and then later on with mergers and acquisitions of those businesses. And down the road, people litigating, suing each other over those businesses. I have friends who are lawyers, marijuana lawyers in Colorado, and I've seen the progression of how the practice has changed and shifted with the territory. And so we're fully expecting that to happen. We haven't gotten to the mergers and acquisitions stage yet, but we will quickly. And but I like the, you know, designing, helping when people bring in trade. I don't design them. They have trademarks and logos, and they come in and ask me which one appeals to me. You know, I'm just a regular consumer there. But and then we have our own testing lab. Yuck, yuck, yuck. There's that.
We're talking, by the way, with attorney Matt Abel, Cannabis Counsel. Look it up online, Cannabis Counsel. I'm going to give out Matt's number again, 313-446-2235, 313-446-2235. I have a question for you, Matt. Obviously, I'm a defense attorney. That's what I do. One of the issues I've had in this battle to advocate for the people is in regards to probation, where there's district and circuit court judges who order, you know, valid cardholders and patients not to use their medicine. That has been a real angst that I've had and have fought for. How's it in Metro Detroit, the judges down there? Are they allowing probationers to use their medicine?
It totally depends on the judge. It's spotty everywhere. It's unfortunate.
Really pees me off, to be honest with you.
On the luck of the draw.
Really, it really upset. Right. I'm really unhappy with that because they don't tell you know, our clients to stop using Adderall or Xanax or any other opiates. But when it comes to medicine, CBDs, I mean, actual something that's helping these individuals get off other types of drugs and brings a lot of relief, they're telling them that, oh, well, the feds don't allow it. So, you know, I'm ordering you not to use it. So that and look, I mean, obviously the judge is the judge and they can order that and they have a right to do it. But it doesn't mean I'm happy about it.
No, not at all. And that's been a frustrating issue for going on 10 years now. And it's just amazing that no case has yet made it to the Court of Appeals that deals directly with that issue. Everything else seems to be resolved before then, or most people are off probation by the time a case gets to hearing by the Court of Appeals. So it's one of those things that's capable of repetition, and it really should be decided and settled across the board.
Hey, Matt, I've got a question. I got a question for you about THC. What's the you have any idea what the state regulated levels are going to be these days, or what's it going to be when it becomes legal?
I don't believe that's been set, except that everything will have to be tested and labeled. There is a maximum THC quantity that was set for topicals of all things. I believe it was at 9%, which, like, pardon me, but what the hell? You can have a cookie as strong as you want, but
I love
if
Matt.
You're going to rub it on your skin, you know.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
And again, Matt, for the listeners out there to get involved, to get active, what can they do if they just tuned in, they didn't hear the last segment, to get active, to, you know,
well,
contact
you
your congressman?
Michigan Normal. I am the state director of Michigan Normal, but one of the things, go to our Facebook page and take a look at the scores that we've given to the people in Congress. Michigan has 14 congressional representatives. We need to call them. I've got the number to my congresswoman's office on a sticky note where I intend to call every day, and I have been the last couple of days because I'm mad about a lot of things. But one of them is clients are affected by the state's right to banking. They're affected by their inability to bank. And Congress has a bill that could be passed. We need our 14-member congressional delegation to sign on to do something, to get this piece of legislation to move. H.R. 2215, the SAFE Act of 2017, to create protections for depository institutions that provide financial services to cannabis-related legitimate businesses. So that's just the banking thing. I mean, we also need the state's rights to medical marijuana pass. We should completely take cannabis off of the schedule. It's a Schedule One. It's crazy.
Oh, that and hemp. I mean, well, cannabis is hemp. I mean, it's just the farmers can't grow hemp across this country. Just blows my mind. It makes no logical sense whatsoever.
Right, and the power to change all this is in Congress, and it is an election year. So, number one, register to vote. Number two, call your congressman or congresswoman and tell them to support legalization of marijuana, that it's safe to do that. The majority of the people support them. And number three, if they give you a hard time, run against them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Hey, Matt, again, how can listeners, if there's someone out there, they need representation, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, you can call my office at 313-446-2235. You can go on the web to Cannabis Council, that's CannabisCouncil.com. That's our website. You can, you know, do an info inquiry there. Please, you know, we're happy to help. We're here to move this thing forward. Once we legal, I always thought I was going to legalize it and then go off and be an environmental lawyer or something like that. You know, here we are 15 years later and we're still working to legalize it. So, it's time to put this puppy to bed. 100 years of prohibition is enough. We've now had medical marijuana in 10 years. Nobody's died from it, right? And the sky hasn't fallen, and grandma can eat a cookie and sleep. So
absolutely.
Big problem.
Absolutely.
Here,
and I'll tell you, if you can call my office, and I'll pass along Matt's number to you also if you want to get a hold of Matt. Because, Matt, also, I just want to tell you that as I've traveled the state, you know, people know who you are. They appreciate what you've done. And you've really advocated and have fought so hard for so long for so many. And I can tell you on behalf of our listeners that they appreciate you, and I appreciate everything you've done for, you know, the people. And I'm not just saying that. It's you've done a lot, and it takes someone like you to lead the way. And we appreciate it, no doubt.
Well, very cool.
Yep.
So I will be making a public appearance at Hash Bash, as will most of us, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm looking forward to springtime, and that's going to be, what, April 7th in Ann Arbor, the Hash Bash. And the
Absolutely.
Fair. And it's still before the filing deadline. So I want to encourage everybody to be politically active. You know, we complain about all this stuff, but we need to actually do something about it. So make me proud.
There we go. Attorney Matt Abel. Thank you, Matt, for
Matt,
being on for
you.
Us. We'll talk to you again in the coming weeks.
Yeah, next 2 to 4 weeks, we'll have Matt back on the show.
There you go.
And again, just one more time, I'm going to give out Matt's number, Cannabis Council online, Cannabis Council, 313-446-2235, 313-446-2235. Matt, appreciate it so much, and we'll definitely talk to you soon.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you, Matt. We'll be right back on the Todd L. Lovett Law Show.
Welcome back to Todd L. Lovett Law Show. Hey, if you're just tuning in, let me tell you, folks.
You missed out.
You missed out on our special guest. We've been talking about having attorney Matt Abel on for some time. And be sure to catch this episode on podbean.com, podbean.com, SoundCloud,
iTunes, the podcast app. You can download
right.
on your phone. Yep, that makes it easy.
And Matt, the information that he gave out in regards to advocacy, what you can do to contact your local congressperson, unbelievable. And again, Matt's phone number at Cannabis Council is 313-446-2235. And Matt's been practicing law for over 30 years. He's the founder and senior partner of Cannabis Council, a boutique marijuana law firm in Detroit, Michigan. Matt is statewide. He's nationwide. He's also the executive director of Michigan Normal Chapter.
I'll tell you, I think probably the biggest takeaway from everything we talked to Matt about over the last two segments was the micro grow thing. That, I mean, I know that sounds pretty forward thinking, and that might, he said that's not a given, but if marijuana goes recreation in 2018, this year, after the election, he said that one of the things they're trying to establish is this micro grow that anyone can grow.
Well, no, you have to have, you still have to have permission from the township, albeit you don't have to apply necessarily for a Class A, B, or C license.
Right.
You could possibly grow, and this is not, there's no, this is not affirmative.
No, this
it's
is what
not
they're trying
in
to do.
Writing, but they would like to have these micro grow so that the smaller, the mom and pop can
or
get
just,
involved.
Just people, just people. Normal people can get involved.
Because the people are the ones that have fought so hard for it.
Well, and here's the other part. You go into a dispensary, even for medical marijuana, or if it becomes legal, you'll be able to possess how much? 2 ounces, something like that?
Well, right now, if it becomes legal,
okay, yeah,
2.5 ounces, let's say 2 ounces, it varies.
He was talking about you might be able to possess 10 ounces from if you buy it from someone who does one of these micro grows. He kind of likened it to a micro brewery, like a craft beer kind of deal. You don't have to buy a beer from a big, huge corporation. You could buy it from a small person who makes it either in their basement or at their house, and you would be able to do the same thing with this micro grow. I have a feeling that's where a lot of people, this is probably going to be the first time, I don't know about you, this is the first time I'd ever heard of that, that this is going to be a way bigger deal than he kind of made. He kind of made it sound like it was going to be an okay deal. I have a feeling it's going to be a way bigger deal than anybody thinks.
And another thing we talked about, folks, was if you're just tuning in and missed Attorney Matt Abel from Cannabis Council, was the caregivers. I always get that question. I'm a defense attorney, by the way, obviously. I practice from Mount Pleasant all the way to the top of the great state of Superior. Caregivers, there's nothing anywhere, even being introduced in committee or otherwise, to take away their status as caregivers.
Right.
That's good news.
Because, you know, and we didn't get a chance.
I get that all the time. What's going to happen to the caregivers?
Yeah, we did not get a chance to touch on this, that how big business is going to get involved in marijuana production in this state once not only the medical part, but when it gets legal, and how caregivers could possibly get kind of squeezed out of all of that. We didn't get a chance to get into that with him. We'll have to do that on a later show.
Yeah, well, Matt's going to be coming on the show on a regular basis at least once a month. And his time, let me tell you, folks, his time is so valuable. Because he's representing so many individuals, but he's such an advocate in Lansing. I mean, this guy travels all over the country. He'll be at Hash Bash, so if you want to see Matt Abel at Hash Bash. But if you need representation, give Cannabis Council a call. Tell him you heard it right here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show featuring Craig Russell, the handsome and talented Craig Russell, from the Morning Hustle 20 days a week.
Sometimes 30. You can also call Todd's office, 989-772-6000, Todd Levitt, if you want to get his number as well.
And again, I specialize in everything criminal defense, drunk driving, drug cases, ORVs, but we're getting a lot of calls right now for automobile, snowmobile, and vehicle accidents where people are getting injured. And I'm actually putting our listeners in touch directly with John Marco.
Right. Okay.
No, they don't have to call his office. They call my office. I'm going to give you his cell number.
Because you got the juice.
We can get a hold of Marco. And Marco's coming back on the show.
Hey, I was noticing when we were talking to Matt, you look a little despondent. You look a little down. Something going on? Anything going
on? Well, I'm always happy.
Right.
Because I had that brutal polar roll race that I shredded last week, 40 miles.
But you look a little, I don't know. I can't put my finger
on it. You know me well.
I do know you well.
Before the show, okay. I stopped off at one of my favorite grocery stores.
Okay.
You know, you saw I had packages
because
I brought in something to eat that we both shared.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm a healthy guy. It took me about 45 minutes to get through this grocery store.
Okay.
And I started off with good intentions. I had such a healthy shop going.
Yeah.
I mean, I had everything.
Granola.
I was getting towards the end of my shop and the end caps got to me. The 2-for-1 candy bars. I mean, I felt really good about myself. And I had all the healthy stuff on the bottom, and then I had all this other stuff on top. I mean, you can buy, you know, $1 each small Lucky Charms, Captain Crunch, little cereals in your hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I bought 10 of those. Oh, I don't need that. Doritos were on sale. The Super Bowl commercials got to me. So my point is, I started off feeling really good about myself.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great show with Attorney Matt Abel. The shop went astray. So
it did. You know, that will happen.
Do you ever think about that? Like when you get to the checkout line, do you ever wonder if the person behind you is thinking, God, why is Craig Russell buying all that garbage?
All the time.
I try to block it with, I buy so much paper towel just to block the person behind me from seeing what I'm buying.
I don't normally buy a lot of junk per se, but I do get a lot of meat because that's doing the low carb thing. So a lot of protein.
I eat a lot of fish personally.
A lot of protein, a lot of chicken, a lot of steak, a lot of meat. There'll be sometimes I'll go to the store and I will have a bottle of Diet Mountain Dew, a 2-liter of Diet Mountain Dew, and like 17 steaks. And it looks like, I mean, it's comical sometimes, some of the things that I end up buying meat wise. So I'm sure people do that all the time. But you know what? Don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, absolutely. So
don't care.
Don't care.
Show's over. We got to get going, man. It was a great show with
Whisper to a Scream.
Icicle Works, great song from the 80s.
Cool. Yeah. Again, give out Matt's information.
All right. If you want to get a hold of Matt Abel,
Cannabis
Council, 313-446-2235, or find online cannabiscouncil.com. You'll find out all about him, all about Am I Legalized, the stuff he has to do with Normal, and how you can possibly get him. Maybe you're thinking about an open up in a marijuana business or something like that. Here's your opportunity.
Yeah, what are you doing the rest of the day there, Craig Russell?
I am relaxing, maxing and relaxing. We just had our big food drive over the weekend. We're raising food for food banks at 98.5. Actually, all the Black Diamond stations did it. So we were out yesterday raising food for the food banks, not only the Salvation Army, but Seagull Food Pantry in Gaylord and Project Hope in Roscommon. So we raise food, so I'm relaxing today.
Oh, awesome. And by the way, we talked about the polar, I know we have to go, but the polar roll race up in Marquette.
Yeah.
I did 40 miles about 7.5 hours last week.
Why don't you sleep?
Well, my good friend Todd Wakely, his son Jordan, won it again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and 3 hours and change.
That's it?
4 hours sooner than I did.
Oh my God.
He's won it every year. There was no one within 12 to 14 minutes close to Jordan.
It's a good thing you don't do it for that. You do it for the because you
congrats,
like to race.
Congrats, Jordan Wakely.
You don't do
very
it to
proud
win.
Of
it's
you.
A good thing you don't do it to win.
I'm team finish. I'm in my 50s. Hey, we have to go.
That's right.
I want to thank Matt Abel, attorney at law, Craig Russell, and Black Diamond Group, all our sponsors. We'll see you same time, same place next week. The Todd Levitt Law Show, not Todd's Levitt's Rock Block. Take us out, Craig Russell. We're not just litigators. We're advocators. We gotta go.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, brought to you by Chad Malleywell Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's fastest growing full-line Arctic Cat dealer, Dr. Robert Townsend and Denali Healthcare for your alternative healthcare needs, Clear Vision Windows, Siding, Roofing, and Attic Insulation of Midland, and Tim's Collision Plus.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.